Welcome back here to another week of Leash on Life here on KJN as we feature what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. And Andrea Ferrier with us here once again. Andrea, welcome back to another week of the show.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
All right. Well, I guess we'll dive right into it. What's going on at the shelter right now?
The puppies are ready. This has been long awaited. I think a lot of people have shown interest in those puppies. I know we've been talking about them, but the puppies are ready for adoption. In fact, one of them has already been spoken for. So there are seven mixed breed puppies available. They are, if you're a dog person, go down there. You're going to fall in love with them. They're just adorable. And of course, you know, you get them young. That way you have the opportunity to train them up the way you want and incorporate them into your family. So if you've been looking for a puppy, now is the time.
All right. Well, a lot of hard work and effort, I'm sure, going into getting them prepared. And now they're ready to go find a great home. So get down there and take advantage of it.
That's right. And, you know, maybe you're not interested in a puppy. Maybe you want something a little older, and that's fine too, one that already has maybe some basic training. So we do have other dogs available right now. It's kind of interesting. Right now we have two little lap dogs, and those are not as common. We don't see them as often coming through. But right now we have a male Maltese, his name is Tucker, and a female Chihuahua that have come in, a long-haired Chihuahua. So if you've maybe been looking for a lap dog, they're loyal, they're cute, but they're a little bit more manageable in terms of, you know, how much energy and space they need. This would be a great time to come in and look at one of those adorable little dogs. We also then have a male terrier mix. I think he kind of looks like Benji. Remember the Benji movies? They're kind of old, but I think he kind of looks like Benji, and he's very sweet. He's a little on the shy side, though. I would say he really needs a good home. He's really nervous in the shelter setting, and I think he would really blossom being in a more comfortable, calm environment with an owner who loves him. So maybe this is your dog that you've lost. You know, that's always a possibility. So if you've lost an animal, be sure and come down and check it out. But that's he's maybe knee high. He's a smaller terrier mixed dog. But then we also have a larger dog. If maybe you're looking for something, a farm dog or something like that, we have a male husky, and he's got a beautiful eyes. He's very calm, very friendly. He's a real real sweet guy with a real winning personality. He's white, and so if that's the kind of dog you're looking for, maybe you have been waiting your whole life for a beautiful husky to, you know, come into your life, and this is the opportunity at the Atlantic Animal Shelter.
Well, there you go. And that, you know, that happens from time to time. Maybe you're looking for a specific size of dog, like you talked about. If you don't have the room, the couple lap dogs available now, that would be good. If you're looking for a larger dog or a specific breed of dog, you know, it isn't always going to be there, but maybe the time is right. So stop on down there if any of those animals sound like they're good for you right now. And of course, always things going on the other side of the coin as well. If you're not a dog person, then more than likely you're a cat person. So what do you have available there?
You know, I like that view of the world. I like to think that everybody's an animal person in one way or another. So there are actually two cats available at the shelter right now. One of them, you know, many of these dogs show characteristics that they may or may not be purebred, but they show many of the characteristics. And one of the cats that we have right now is the same way, purebred traits, but maybe a mixed breed hardiness, which is the best of all worlds. So one of the lady cats that's down there right now, she is a Siamese mix, but she has crystal clear blue eyes. She has all the seal point markings. She has the voice of a Siamese. She's not too mouthy, but when she talks, she definitely has the Siamese voice, and she's got the great Siamese personality. I'm a little biased because I have a Siamese myself, but she is just a sweetie. She's maybe 1 or 2 years old, you know, an adult, but very, very friendly, nice Siamese mixed cat, if that's what you've been looking for. But if you want something a little younger, there's a kitten there right now. He's about 6 months old, maybe, and he is just he's one of the funniest kittens I've ever met. He rolls. He's just kind of silly. He is full of personality in his behavior and his looks. He's black, and he's got one paw that's white, and then right behind his ears, he has like these white tufts of fur that just kind of gives him this really distinctive, quirky look, and it goes with his personality really well. So if you're looking for a dog, if you're looking for a cat, there are some really nice choices available at the shelter this week.
All right, so some good options and some unique options there for you too. So stop on down and check them out there at the shelter. If you're going to do that, where's the location and when can they do that?
Sure. The shelter is located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd. It's right there with the wastewater plant. The hours are from 2:30 to 5:30 on Monday through Friday or 8 to noon on Saturdays.
All right. And if they want to give a call ahead of time to find out some more information, the telephone number for them as well.
712-243-2287.
All right. And, of course, the wonderful age of technology that we live in, you can connect that way as well. If you want to find out more about the shelter, they have a Facebook page that you can get in touch with them.
Yep. Atlantic Animal Shelter on Facebook or petfinder.com. And, you know, this is the place where people really get hooked because you go on there and you see the pictures. Mm-hmm. And then it's irresistible.
And, of course, afterwards, this program as well will be up on our website at kjn.com. on our podcast page under the Ag Outdoor section, so you can find it there to re-listen to find out what's currently going on at the shelter, and we'll try to get that linked up to the Facebook for the shelter as well, so you can find us. Andrew, thanks for your time again. We look forward to hearing from you next week.
Thanks so much, and when you go, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's Leech on Life here today.